It's now time for our Riverside Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Cyclones football coach. That is Bryce Payton. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON as well. Coach, another victory, now 3-1 on the year, 21-14 last week at Moorhill Mounts Academy. Great way to start district play. Just talk about the overall thoughts from the game and just how pleased were you with your team's performance?
That's just one of those games, and they kind of scared me in that way, where they had the guys on the outside, and you know, they looked the part, and they're big and physical and fast and athletic, and they got a good quarterback that can spin it, and they create problems for us, and going into it, that was just the pit in my stomach that I think we can out physical, and I think we can run the ball, but you just never know in games like that and how things go, and a big play can swing momentum, and that's exactly kind of what happened. I think on their second play of the game, they threw a go ball down the sideline, and it couldn't have been a better ball. And kid kind of broke the tackle and went in for six to start the game. So, you know, they started out 7-0, and, you know, our kids haven't given up too many touchdowns this year, and that kind of slapped them right in the face early. So they had to work cut out for them from the very beginning, and we kind of responded. I think we did a great job of running the football and sticking to our guns and running the ball and wearing them out. And that was kind of our goal coming in and seeing where we were at the end of the game. They scored on a couple plays, and I feel like we just had really good drives. We just struggled finishing those drives, whether it be penalty or something else that set us back and didn't let us get into the end zone.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, kind of like the different styles that the two teams had. Again, you thought out-physical them up front, be more physical in the trenches. You thought, again, just kind of what you said, they had some players on the outside. Obviously, you saw it early in the game, but the defense took a little shot in the mouth, went through some adversity, obviously fought back. Again, you guys are able to get the win. So it seemed like your team, you know, not a ton of times this year yet to really have to respond, but had to early in this game, and it sounded like they did so.
Right, and that's exactly right. And, you know, I told our kids at halftime that, you know, they're beating you guys on the scoreboard, but I think physicality-wise, we are winning the battle. We need to keep doing what we're doing, and I think we're going to be fine. You know, keep playing good defense and keep running the football, and it kind of showed in the towards the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter of just kind of pulling away and finishing the drive, I guess, to finally go ahead. Very, very frustrating evening from our end with that and some penalties and just not playing well and mental mistakes just made us plug out 10 play drives, and we kind of shot ourselves in the foot multiple times. But a win is a win, and a district win is good, and that's what we needed to do. So they're not going to be easy, but you know, I told the kids also at the end of the game that I think that's a game that we lose. We probably lose that game last year and definitely the year before. And just because we've came so far, you know, mentally in preparing these guys and just their maturity level overall of seeing, you know, not getting too down when things go bad early and sticking with it and sticking with our game plans. So. That was encouraging to see.
Coach, real quick, Elijah Moore, he's had a good season for you, another really good game. Obviously, he's been an important piece for you on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he ended up with, I think, 26 carries, 190 yards, and 3 touchdowns. So that was definitely his best game of his career, and we're happy for him, and we're looking forward for more games like that from him, that he just runs hard and makes somebody tackle a big running back. So,
yeah, 3 straight wins now for Riverside. Again, 21-14 over Moorhill Mounts Academy in the district opener last week. They're back at home against Horton this week. Another district tilt. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on at KNZA. Our Riverside Locker Room Chat continues here. Bryce Payton on the horn with us. A couple more minutes. We appreciate it as always. Brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Three straight wins after the season opening loss to Jackson Heights, and again off to a good start in district play, beating Moorhill Mounts Academy last week. Now you're back at home taking on a Horton team that they certainly like to run the ball. Had a chance to see them in their opener, which was a win against Valley Falls. And, you know, they've dealt with some injuries throughout the course of the year, much like most teams. But what stands out about this Horton team when you put them on film and start the prep for them?
You know, I listened to Coach Jaspers from last week, his interview, and he kind of talked about their line up front, and I think that's what kind of stuck out to me as well. You know, they can kind of push, they can hold the line pretty well, and I think that's given some of those running backs enough time to be able to get through the line and get things done. I had seen some different jerseys on the field the last couple weeks, dealt with some injuries as well, you know, for them. And but, you know, they're going to pose some problems. You know, they run the option, and anytime anybody runs an option, that makes people be disciplined. And that's what we've been telling our kids, that we need to remain disciplined, you know, in every facet of the game, but make the extra focus of who, what your responsibility is, and make sure that everybody does their job, and does it well.
And you put yourself in a good opportunity or a good spot here with the district, starting last week with the win, and now you get a team that's looking still for their first win in district play. What's the overall thoughts on this district? Centralia, Troy, you guys sitting there all at 3-1, 1-0 in district play. Of course, Moorhill, D. West, Horton, the bottom three right now, but just kind of top to bottom, how do you feel about the district here?
You know, it's crazy. I think there's some teams in here that are figuring stuff out. You know, Troy and Centralia are going to be at the top. They've been in our district the last couple of years. And they finished 1-2. You know, and there's, you know, with Jackson Heights in our district last year. I'd say overall it was a little bit stronger last year, but just a bunch of unknown teams. I think we're all trying to figure out what our team does well, and how we can try to exploit the other team as best we can. So I foresee a couple tight games, lots of tight games in our districts, just because I don't know who's going to stand at the top. You know, and with some of those programs as well, you know, you just don't know. And a lot of them have gone through some changes or some injuries, and just trying to figure each other out. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what we are and what we want to be by the time, you know, who knows what we'll look like by the time we play, you know, Centralia week 8. So yeah, I think it's overall good. I think we have a good district. And it's definitely challenging. It's going to challenge us as well as the other teams, and that's going to help us moving forward. But right now I just don't, you know, you just don't know, who's going to be there at the end and who's going to be at the top and who is going to be the best team in there. So, we're trying to take it week by week and squeak out as many wins as we can and keep this thing rolling. You know, 3 in a row. We got homecoming this week, so that's a little bit added distraction, but, I think our kids are focused. Our kids are focused. They understand that we did not play, up to our standard of football Friday night, and that's what we're looking to change for this Friday.
There it is, Riverside football coach Bryce Payton joining us here on our locker room chats. Week number 5, district game number 2. As you mentioned right there, homecoming on Friday night for the Cyclones, taking on Horton, trying to keep that momentum rolling here into week number 5. Coach, as always, we appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck on Friday.
All right, thank you very much.